From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. It's a very uneasy and settling day in Zimbabwe as opposition figures, civil society and religious areas and leaders make a push to oust longtime President Robert Mugabe. VOA's Anita Powell is reporting.
Hopes of a speedy and smooth resolution in Zimbabwe appeared to fade Thursday as civil society and religious groups urged Robert Mugabe to quickly step down after 37 years in power. He appeared to resist, and South Africa's president then dashed hopes of a quick final act, telling his parliament that it is too early to take any firm decision now. Mugabe hasn't been seen in public since being placed under house arrest by soldiers Tuesday night. Mediators sent by the South African government met at Mugabe's home Thursday and at State House. Analyst Knox Chitio of the Chatham House think tank, who is Zimbabwean, was in Harare when the military brought out its tanks Tuesday night. He says the longer the military is perceived to be in charge, the more unstable things will become.
The key issue is the time scale. The military will want these negotiations to be completed as quickly as possible. They want to have the president, or if it's acting president, in place as soon as possible.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. law enforcement officials announced Thursday the arrest of nearly 300 members of MS-13, a violent gang that the Trump administration has vowed to get off the American streets. The arrests were made in recent weeks as part of a major anti-gang crackdown, codenamed Operation Raging Bull. It was led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The operation swept up 214 MS-13 members in the United States and 53 members in El Salvador. This is VOA News. Russia said Thursday it has warned 9 United States government-funded news operations that they will probably be designated foreign agents under new legislation. VOA's Alex Alexio reporting.
The bill comes in response to U.S. demands that Russian state-funded RTTV register as a foreign agent. The Justice Ministry said Thursday it has notified the U.S. government-funded Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, along with its regional outlets, that they could be designated as foreign agents under the new law. The bill was endorsed by Russia's lower house on Wednesday, but needs to be approved by the upper house and signed by President Vladimir Putin to become law. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed significant changes to the nation's tax code for the first time in 3 decades, and by a comfortable vote margin, giving President Trump and congressional Republicans a much-needed win after a year of legislative setbacks. House Speaker Paul Ryan said after the vote that this is nothing short of extraordinary.
Getting 227 members to agree on something as complicated. This country has not rewritten its tax code since 1986. The powers of the status quo in this town are so strong, yet 227 men and women of this Congress broke through that today. That is powerful.
Despite the optimism among House Republicans, the bill now faces a much tougher path to passage in the Senate. The version passed by the House will have to be reconciled with the version currently being debated in the Senate, while facing strong opposition from Democrats who call the bill a tax break for the wealthy. Democratic U.S. Senator Al Franken of Minnesota has apologized and asked for an ethics investigation of his actions after a Los Angeles newscaster Thursday accused him of groping and aggressively kissing her in the year 2006, 2 years before he was elected. In the statement released by Franken, he said, "I respect women. I don't respect men who don't. And the fact that my own actions have given people a good reason to doubt that makes me ashamed." Hours earlier, a former TV host and Playboy model, Leanne Tweeden, said, while traveling with Franken on a goodwill trip to entertain American troops in the Middle East, Franken kissed and groped her without her consent, and she said there was nothing funny about it. Tweeden said that she and Franken, who was a popular television comedian and writer in 2006, were rehearsing a skit that called for him to kiss her. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.